After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. This is a prepaid call from...
Hey, honey, I love you.
An inmate at a correctional facility.
Three-way or call waiting is not allowed, and they automatically disconnect this call.
This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client. Your call has been accepted.
Hello.
Hey, honey. Hi, honey.
Hi.
What you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. What you doing?
I was getting ready to start cleaning. Stayed for their rally today, Amelia. She had to talk in front of everyone, so.
Cool.
Just getting home. Your dad's loading cows up.
Yeah. Somebody helping him or no?
Dan and Jackie and Tyler.
Good. Can you write this down and call Stephanie and talk to her about this?
Hold on.
See what she knows about it, and then I want you to call Tom Schaefer.
Okay.
It's called the Swift and Sure program. It's kind of like a last-ditch effort to help people get the help they need and kind of keep them out of prison.
Swift and Sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Stephanie will know more because she's from this county, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And see what she says about it. And then, and then call Tom and see if Tom will check into it with the judge.
Okay.
It's a special program they do, though. Like, one guy got out of prison for CSC and been in trouble all these different times. He was in prison for 8 years and all these things, and he got it. He got out, and he was back in 3 days, and he had a gun on him, and alcohol, and drunk driving, no license, all the stuff, and they gave it to him. So, I never had to go to jail for anything before, so it seems like they'd want to help me, you know?
Yeah.
I talked to community mental health, and they're so crazy. It's just like, they just said, I just was telling them why I was so sad, you know? I said, well, you can't really control that, so you can't really think about that. Just as simple as that.
Who was it?
Her name's Corey. But just talk to Stephanie and see what she says. I don't want you to talk to Gary about me.
Sure.
Mention that to her, and I mean, I'll do any type of therapy if they would do something like that with me and give me a year in here and court ordered me to do therapy while I'm here. Have it court ordered and tell her we have a therapist that'll do it. And then plus the stuff that they already offer here. And then when I get out, I can do the intensive stuff. And I'll stay at my mom's, you know, and just mention all this stuff to her and see what she thinks. Would you mind doing that?
No, I don't mind doing that.
It's worth a try. I want to show them that I'll do whatever they say.
Emotional.
Me too.
Your dad asked if I was going to a sale, but I know I'd cry every time one walked through the ring. So.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. What's that?
Matthew and Carly carried in wood yesterday.
Huh? Matthew did?
Oh, yeah, he carries the little pieces in and he waddles over and puts them over here.
So cute.
He's dancing right now to Mickey Mouse. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell Steffi that you know that I've been researching, and you know some of the friends of the family have been researching different programs, you know, even a possible short stay in and some intensive programs when I'm out. And the tether and being at my mom's house on a curfew and stuff.
Okay.
Find out, write down everything you can find out and call Tom Schaefer, because I want Tom Schaefer to call the judge and talk to the judge about this program. I want you to set up, maybe you can set up an appointment to go see him and talk to him about it. Like Kelly said, it probably will be better.
Yeah.
That work?
Yeah. We all have quite a bit of money.
It's possible, because I know a lot of, they try to do this to people, for people, so maybe they'll think about me, you know.
Well,
I mean, I'm not counting my chickens or anything, because I know they don't really give two shits, but.
Well, they don't like you anyway.
No.
For some reason.
It's a possibility.
I didn't know anything about it.
I didn't even until I started hearing about it. And this Corey lady even said, you know, it's a possibility. She says she doesn't know if I'd qualify. She says sometimes she thinks people don't qualify, and they do, and they do, and they don't. So, but it's a last-ditch effort to help people so they don't go to prison.
Okay.
And then, you know, maybe we can, you can.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Talk to her and see what she says. Maybe they'll ask about a set aside sentence in the family court. You know, if I do all these things they're telling me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's worth a try. I'm praying so hard, so. I love you.
I love you too.
Who's using the last phone card calling you? I think I have a little more money left in my things while calling.
Why didn't you just?
Because you don't have much money. I mean, you probably have $40 or something on there, so.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
I didn't want to lose it all. But I love you.
I love you too.
I miss you so much.
I miss you too.
So,
I'll get a hold of her and she'll let you know when you call me back.
Hopefully you can. You know, if she won't answer, you know, send her a real long email.
Okay.
And then just wait, tell her you want to talk to her about it.
Sure.
All this thing I'm talking about with my mom's with therapy. To Heather and then that maybe they'd set aside my thing for the kids, you know.
Sure.
But I love you.
I love you too.
And I'll call you tonight.
All right.
Did Randy call Helgen call you back yet?
No.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.